Danae and her son Perseus to the sea. Her guilt and sin have brought shame to Argos. I accuse you for king. Now purge her crime and restore my honor. Their blood is not on my hands. Now!
It is done.
As we feared, King Acrisius of Argos has abandoned his daughter and her child to the sea.
And he will be punished. Cruel and ruthless crime. Blasphemy. How dare the tyrant pray to me to forgive his savage jealousy and cowardly revenge?
Acrisius has always shown devotion to the gods of Olympus in the past. He has built many magnificent temples and dedicated them to you. Great Zeus, father of the gods.
100 good deeds cannot atone for one murder. 1,000 temples or statues or sanctuaries were dedicated to me. Or to you, Hera, my wife. Or to Thetis, lovely goddess of the sea. Or to you, Athene, ever wise and full of care. Or to Aphrodite, goddess of love. Nothing can wipe out or forgive this one contemptible act of blood.
Does it matter? The death of a girl and her child.
Girl? His daughter!
After a lifetime's respect and devotion.
Enough, I've decided. Acrisius must be punished, and his people with him. My Lord Poseidon, I command you to raise the wind and the sea, destroy Argos, and to make certain that no stone stands, that no creature crawls. I command you to let loose the last of the Titans. Let loose the Kraken! The kingdom of Acrisius must be destroyed.
As you command.
Yet, be certain, no harm befalls young Danae or her son. Bring them safe to some remote and peaceful shore. Go now, swiftly.
No pity, no mercy. Why? Zeus, your husband, loved the girl. Danae. She's very beautiful. So beautiful that Acrisius, her father, grew jealous and kept her guarded from the eyes of men, locked behind iron doors.
But Zeus transformed himself into a glittering shower of gold and visited her. Visited her and loved her.
Then why should I show any compassion? Let her drown, and her child with her.
The child, Perseus, is the son of Zeus. That is why he is to be saved.
And why Argos is doomed.
Thank you.
Danae and her child have been brought safely to the island of Seriphos. Seriphos. There, let Danae and her child live, safe and happy.
Perseus, grown to a young man.
He's had a happy childhood. The advantage of a strong body and a handsome face. What more could any mortal desire or deserve?
And what of my son, Calibos?
His crimes are unforgivable.
Be merciful to him. Show pity.
Impossible. Calibos had every advantage. You, as patron goddess of the rich city of Joppa, have spoiled and indulged him since birth. You gave him the wells of the moon to rule, and what has he done? Hunted and destroyed every living creature. He's trapped and killed my sacred herd of flying horses, and now only the stallion Pegasus remains. Your son was therefore punished.
No, I beg you, be merciful.
He will become abhorrent to human sight. He'll be shunned and forced to live as an outcast in the swamps and marshes. He'll be transformed to a mortal mockery. A shameful mark of his vile cruelty.
Final judgment.
No, I implore you. He is to marry the princess Andromeda. He would rule all Joppa and Phoenicia.
Let the princess look upon him now.
Be comforted. He may change his mind.
Had it been his own child, Perseus, he would have forgiven him. But for my son Calibos, there is to be no mercy. No hope.
And no marriage with the Princess Andromeda.
How can there be now?
Yet if my son is not to marry her, then no man will. My priests of Joppa are loyal. I will speak to them in dreams and omens. As my Calibos suffers, so will Andromeda. I promise you.
Son of Zeus is to be left to the whim of chance, while mine is punished with deformity.
It is time for chance to intervene. Time you saw something of the world, Perseus. Time you came face to face with fear. Time to know the terrors of the dark and look on death. Time your eyes were opened to grim reality. Far to the east, across the sea, in Joppa, in the kingdom of Phoenicia.
are you? Who are you?
Show yourself!
Who are you?
First tell me where I am.
Where?
Where am I?
What do you mean you don't know where you are?
I don't know.
Now let's be patient for a moment. My name is Ammon. I am a poet and a playwright. And you?
My name is Perseus. I am heir to the kingdom of Argos.
By the gods. How did you get here?
I'm not even sure I know where here is.
Well, this is the amphitheater of Joppa.
Where?
The great city of Joppa.
But how? I was lying on the seashore, looking up at the moon.
Oh, the moon. That might explain things, you see. The moon affects the brain. I think we'd be safer inside, out of the night air. Now, first, I must apologize for all this dramatic finery and all these theatrical effects. I put them on now and then to frighten away the curious. It makes them think the amphitheater is haunted.
Why is everything so neglected?
Oh, it's a sign of the times. This kingdom is under a curse, and the city is in despair. And everyone goes around muttering, "Call no man happy who is not dead." Now then, my young friend, you say your name is Perseus, heir to the kingdom of Argos?
Yes. But up to now, I've lived all my life in Seriphos. Someday I'll return to reclaim Argos. You see, after I was born, my mother and I...
I know all about it.
You do?
Certainly. He's a beautiful princess and a jealous tyrant. And you and your mother thrown into the sea and the destruction of Argos. Why, it's been the most popular story here for the past 20 years. I myself wrote a poem about it. It's rather moving, as I recall.
Can you explain what happened to me tonight?
The gods of Olympus are mysterious, and their motives are erratic. My advice to you, sir, return to the calm of Seriphus as quickly as you can.
But my mother's last wish was that I would restore her homeland. Certainly Joppa would be a better starting place than some remote little island.
Well, in that case... At least you ought to get something more becoming to wear, don't you think? I mean, something more fitting, something more appropriate to a prince, so to speak. Out here, get out, and help me, prince. That looks well. That will do very well. Your sword. Welcome to Joppa. Prince Perseus.
You set him down, half naked, in a strange, despairing city.
Chance?
Nothing to do with chance, and you know it. A deliberate and malicious act. Unworthy of a goddess.
You accuse me?
Who else? One thing's certain. My son needs more than an actor's painted cloak and a wooden sword. Provide him with suitable weapons. Weapons of divine temper. A helmet. A sword. A shield. And he must have them with all speed.
Or for love of Danae.
No. So many women have attracted him, he couldn't possibly remember her. Oh, it's simply his foolish pride in a handsome son.
As you say, so many women and all these transformations and disguises he invents in order to seduce them, sometimes a shower of gold, a bull or a swan. Why, once he even tried to ravish me disguised as a cuttlefish. Did he succeed? Certainly not.
What did you do?
Beat him at his own game. I simply turned myself into a shark.
Sun. Beautiful morning.
Magical. I found it here by the statue.
That is the likeness of the goddess of love. It's very remarkable. A sword, eh?
Yes. But this is no ordinary sword.
Well, it's a strange metal. It's neither brass nor iron. It's like no metal that I have ever seen. By the gods.
There's a shield. And over there's a helmet.
I was right to say, by the gods. Who else could make a sword that slices through solid marble without leaving the slightest blemish on the blade?
If the sword can do that, then what about the helmet and the shield?
We better. That is, you better find out.
I'll try the helmet. What did you say?
I didn't say anything. The sound came from over there by that statue of Hera. From that shield.
One day, it will guard your life.
Guard my life? When?
You will know when the day comes.
What about the helmet?
It has the power to render its wearer invisible.
Invisible?
Invisible.
Wait. Who are you?
Find and fulfill your destiny.
Destiny.
Divine gift should never be questioned. Simply accept it.
Can you see me?
Nothing. Nothing of you at all. Where are you?
I'm invisible. Can't you see that?
All I can see are your footsteps. The gods are truly remarkable. Perseus, where are you going?
To Joppa!
Your sword! Oh, impetuous. Foolish. Oh, dear. The young. Why do they never listen? When will they ever learn?
Stranger here.
A stranger to sights like these. Was he a criminal?
No. He was a suitor for the hand of the Princess Andromeda. That woman over there is her mother, Queen Cassiopeia.
A royal suitor? Burned?
A suitor, yes. But not royal.
I don't understand.
These are strange times, my friend. Andromeda was destined from birth to marry Prince Calibos. Then he was struck down, deformed, punished by the gods. And Andromeda refused to marry him. The priests prayed, read the signs and omens, and declared that Thetis, our patron goddess, was angry. Since then, any man may present himself as a suitor.
I wonder that any man would even try.
Andromeda is very beautiful. And besides, whoever marries her will rule the city and the kingdom. For such a prize, men are willing to risk their lives. They have only to solve a riddle.
A riddle? Is that all?
Yes. But the riddle changes for each suitor. And those who fail do not tell what they were asked.
And this Calibos, what of him?
We live in fear of him. Fear of what he may do in vengeance against Andromeda.
Where is she?
In the highest tower of the palace. Above this smoke and stench. It is said she will not speak or eat in protest against this ritual, but she remains alone, away from these accursed, hell-sent swarms of blood-gutted marsh flies.
Thank you, friend. The vulture flew toward the east.
Toward the swamps. Toward the lair of the Lord of the Marsh.
We must find a way to follow the bird.
If and when it appears to the princess again.
Yes. But how are we going to follow a creature that flies through the air?
There just might be a chance, you see. Remote, I grant you, tonight. When the full moon shines on the water, then they say Pegasus, the last of the winged horses, comes to drink.
Listen. Look there.
I see nothing.
Over there.
Ready? Good.
The most beautiful stallion in the world.
Yes.
But thirsty.
I'm not surprised. I could do with something myself.
Here. Stay with him.
Oh.
Pegasus.
You're beautiful. Now, don't you fret. Your friend will be back in a moment. Slow.
Pegasus. We did it.
No, you did it. You did it.
Why have you summoned me here again?
Because if I cannot look upon your true beauty, I can see its mirror and remember how you once loved me. Remember me how I was.
I remember, but now...
Then it is time for you to learn a new mystery. A new question.
No, I beg you. No more bonfires.
Well, Andromeda, a new question for a would-be hero.
Mark, and remember.
When the time comes, when the next suit presents himself, you will remember.
Calibos, I implore you, lift your curse from Joppa and release my soul. Show pity, Calibos, as you loved me once. Be merciful now.
Go.
Andromeda, if there is any man here worthy to seek her hand in marriage, let him make himself known. Is there no one? No man worthy in my whole wide kingdom of Phoenicia? No man of courage in the whole world? Who are you?
Perseus, prince and heir to the kingdom of Argos.
You?
know him?
Only from a dream.
I beg you, abandon me.
Ask your riddle.
In my mind's eyes, I see three circles joined in priceless, graceful harmony. Two full as the moon, one hollow as a crown. Two from the sea, five fathoms down. One from the earth, deep under the ground. The whole a mark of high renown. Tell me, what can it be?
Have courage, princess. What can it be? Three circles joined, two moons, and a crown.
Tell me!
The answer is a ring. Two perfect pearls and a circle of gold. The ring of the Lord of the Marsh. The pearl ring of Calibos. Here, on the claw hand of Calibos himself. The ring. A gift from his mother, the goddess Thetis. Is that the answer? Is that the answer? Tell me!
Yes!
We fought in the swamp. I spared his life on one condition. That he renounce his curse. There will be no more bonfires. No more nightmares. Light has conquered darkness. You're free.
Together in the swamp, why didn't you kill him?
Perhaps because I too felt pity.
I still don't understand. We met today, and yet you say you've loved me for much longer.
I did see you once. I saw you asleep. From that moment, I was hopelessly lost.
Asleep?
Just believe me when I say that I did see you. And the sight of you passed straight through me like an arrow. It astonished me.
from that moment, I knew that I would do anything for you. From that moment, I knew that I loved you.
As I bind their hands with this silken thread, bear witness that as she is my heiress, so Perseus becomes my heir. As she is my daughter, so Perseus becomes my son. I give her to the man who has saved us from despair. I give Andromeda the most beautiful of all prizes, more beautiful than anything on earth or in heaven, even more lovely than the goddess Thetis herself.
Woman, you dare compare your daughter's beauty to mine and in my own sacred sanctuary. You will repent your boast and the cruel injury you have inflicted on my son, Calibos.
Forgive.
In 30 days, on the eve of the longest day of the year, your daughter Andromeda must be taken to the sacrificial rock at the edge of the sea, there bound and chained to the stone. She must be unknown to man, a virgin, a sacrifice suitable for the Kraken. She must be delivered to the Kraken at the setting of the sun, or else the Kraken will destroy all Joppa and everyone within the city. For the insult you have done to me and the cruel injury inflicted on my son, I demand the life of Andromeda. In 30 days.
Kill the Kraken.
No. No way known to man.
You claim to be an optimist.
Yes, I am. I believe in the ability of man to overcome most obstacles.
I've had enough of your philosophy. It's time for action, not words.
Now, wait one moment. I said there was no way known to man. There might be a way known to woman.
To woman.
Three women. Three old blind women. Gifted beyond all others in prophecy and knowledge. They're wise, these old women. Wise as they are ancient.
Who are these women?
The Stygian witches. They live far away, beyond the desert frontiers of Joppa, in the mountains of the north.
But even if you find them, even if they show you a way to defeat the Kraken, you may not live to exploit their advice. Why not? They have a craving for human flesh. When the plague of Calibos first infested the city, the queen sent ambassadors to visit the blind witches. None ever returned.
Their shrine lies many days' journey from here. We have only 30 days left us.
We have a flying horse. To Pegasus, 3 days will be no more than 3 hours.
Take me with you. If only to the wells of the moon, just to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
We've searched the lake shore.
No sign?
Nothing. A few hoofprints down by the water's edge, but no tracks to follow.
We cannot wait for Pegasus. I'll set out in search of the Stygian witches on my own.
No. We will ride with you as far as their shrine. It is a long and perilous journey.
Too perilous for a princess.
You are not my lord and husband. Not yet. In the absence of the queen, it is I who command. Herald?
Your Highness.
Return to the city. Inform the queen we are riding as escort to Prince Perseus. We follow the North Star.
Perseus is moving into danger.
He will find the Kraken somewhat more formidable than Calibos.
Your helmet is gone.
Deep in a swamp. Lost forever.
Replace it with some other gift.
But what?
Your friend. Bubo, the owl. Give Perseus your owl.
It is all-knowing, all-seeing.
Give it to him. It is my wish. My command?
The Phaestus will do what he can. Brass and iron are no substitute for feathers. But he's very skilled and ingenious. Let great Zeus rage till even Olympus shakes. But I will never part with you. My beloved Bubo.
For days in this desolation.
Look!
It's heading this way.
It's flying straight for us.
Is it the hawk? Is it going to attack?
Golden owl. Too heavy for the dead brat, eh?
How do you know that?
He told me.
Told you?
His name is Bubo.
Do you understand all those clicks and wheezes?
Perfectly clear to me.
It's another gift from the gods. Like the sword in a helmet.
He can lead us to the shrine.
Come on!
Friend, how long will it take you?
Someone coming.
Oh.
Sounds like a man. A young man. Who has the eye?
I do.
Give it to me.
No! I want to be the first to see him.
What do you see, sister?
What do you see?
Yes. A young man, not plump, but well made.
Have no fear. I come in peace.
Come a little closer, so that we can get a better look at you.
We are honored by your visit.
What can we do to help you?
I need your advice.
Then you must come a little closer. You see, my two sisters here are somewhat deaf.
I still can't hear him. Suppose we were to move a little closer to him.
Hmm? Now! Google, the eye! Go for the eye!
What is it?
What's wrong?
It's wrong!
The eye! The eye!
Never fear. It is safe.
Give it to us. Give it back.
On one condition.
Anything.
But we must have it now.
You will have it. After you have answered my question.
Ask them. Quickly.
How may a mortal man face and defeat the Kraken?
The Kraken is invulnerable. 100 men could not fight.
An army could not kill him.
Nothing is invulnerable. There must be a way.
Perhaps one way. But a way even more dangerous than the Kraken itself.
Tell me.
Give me the eye and I'll tell you.
First, tell me.
The head of Medusa, the Gorgon.
One look from the head of Medusa, alive or dead, can turn all creatures into stone, no matter how huge and powerful.
And her blood is a deadly venom. A titan against a titan!
But first you must win Medusa's head.
She's not going to give it to you as a present.
As difficult and dangerous as to vanquish 1,000 krakens.
Your only chance against the Kraken.
And now give us back the eye. We have answered your question.
One more question. If the eyes of Medusa, even after her death, can turn all living creatures into stone, what about the blood?
Deadly and poisonous. But you have touched the eye. Just as it has the power to give us sight, so it can make your cloak, your red cloak, proof against the blood. The eye is all powerful. And we can tell you no more. Give us back the eye. Give it to us.
You have told me the truth.
We swear it. The rest is for you. Seek Medusa.
On the Isle of the Dead. At the very edge of the underworld.
Give us back the eye. Give us the eye. We must have it.
Here. Catch.
The sands of time are running like quicksilver.
We'll be across these mountains tomorrow, and by nightfall nearing the Isle of the Dead.
And then Medusa. I wrote a play about her long ago. I was partial to tragedy in my youth. Before experience taught me that life is quite tragic enough without my having to write about it.
Medusa. She was priestess to Aphrodite.
Yes. And a most beautiful woman, by all accounts. But she was seduced by Poseidon. They made love in the temple of Aphrodite. And that goddess was so jealous that she punished Medusa. She transformed her into an apparition so horrible that one look from her will turn any living creature into stone.
I'm so afraid for you.
Must be done. You've no other choice. Tomorrow you return to the city with Emma.
No, I'm coming with you.
Then sleep now. You ride at dawn.
So little time together. So little time.
River Styx, the river of death, has strange powers.
So I've heard.
Time to see if the legend is true.
Here, you'll need this. For Charon, the ferryman.
Thank you.
Remember, one look from her is enough. If you must see her, use the inside of your shield as a mirror. Her reflection cannot harm you. Never look her in the face. Three against one.
power to your life.
Fulfill your destiny.
Hello.
Is not complete. If you can fly. Good. And if he's still alive, you must try to find Pegasus.
Oh!
Great Zeus, below on earth, it is now the eve of the longest day.
Very well. Release the Kraken. has won. My son has triumphed.
A fortunate young man.
Fortune is ally to the brave.
But a dangerous precedent. What if one day there were other heroes like him?
What if courage and imagination were to become everyday mortal qualities? What would become of us?
It would no longer be needed. But for the moment, there is sufficient cowardice, sloth, and mendacity down there on Earth to last forever. I forbid any revenge against Perseus. He has done well. He will be rewarded.
This will make a fine heroic poem, you know. Or perhaps a play. Oh, don't worry. I won't leave you out.
Perseus and Andromeda will be happy together. Have fine sons. Rule wisely. And to perpetuate the story of his courage, I command that from henceforth, he will be set among the stars and constellations. He, Perseus, the lovely Andromeda, the noble Pegasus, and even the vain Cassiopeia. Let the stars be named after them forever. As long as man shall walk the earth and search the night sky in wonder, they will remember the courage of Perseus forever. Even if we, the gods, are abandoned or forgotten, the stars will never fade. Never. They will burn till the end of time.